Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters, keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm
on Mix 103.7.
Welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. Good afternoon, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And on today's show, we're going to be hearing about a new school for children in grades 1 to 6. But before we get into that, joining me over the phone right now is Jason King, who is the Executive Director of Some Other Solutions.
So first off, Jason, I appreciate taking a couple minutes and some good news coming from Some Other Solutions, as the provincial government has provided a grant of $150,000 to the organization. Maybe just start off with your overall thoughts now that these funds have been finally delivered to the nonprofit.
Yeah, actually, I have to echo that. It's fantastic news that we've received this money, and it's definitely going to help us as an agency to continue the services that we provide the community. This past year, we definitely went through some transitions within the agency and enhanced the services that we're providing the community. And this $150,000 is going to help us with those enhanced services to be able to provide further counseling to the community, especially during these struggling times. COVID, the flood, community has been faced with a lot, so this will definitely help us.
And you've been on the show a few times over the past month, and you've talked about numbers related to your programs, and like you said, they have been seeing a rise. Some of them have been seeing double the amount of calls. So how much of a big step is this fund? So is this going to help relieve the burden on staff? Are we going to make sure that everyone continues to get the help they need through these programs? Kind of just share a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's going to definitely aid in helping us maintain these programs. It's going to alleviate some stress from the team, because we're going to be looking to hire somebody else on. We're looking to hire on another counselor. And what we're noticing, because of the current times in the community and the economy, people are not only reaching out to our crisis line, but now just because of our enhanced services with counseling, we are seeing an increase in those requesting counseling from the community. And now it's great that we can provide more of that.
Is the $150,000 enough? I know it's a great amount, but is it enough right now, or is the organization still, in a little bit of financial trouble?
It's definitely going to help us at this point. And like everyone else, we as an agency are trying to pivot to accommodate the external situation, the funders and donors. It's decreased. But I do have to say as well, since we've been on the radio and we've been upping our social media presence, we have been receiving some generosity from the community and surrounding area within Alberta. So we're definitely being heard that there's a need, and people are starting to respond, which I'm so grateful for. But still, as an agency, we have a responsibility to pivot and to be able to generate a sustainable income, and we're looking at ways to do that.
And there's really no risk right now that some of your programs and services might have to be, shut down?
We had to adjust some of our services. In particular, it was our child and youth. We had to make some adjustments in that department, and we don't have as many mentors as we've had in the past. We hope to see get back to the place where we were with the amount of mentors, because the need isn't going away. Just as adults, families, young people are struggling.
For sure. Well, Jason, I know that you've already been on the show to talk about it a couple times, but I still think it's really important to kind of talk about, the importance of reaching out for help, especially right now, because it seems like Fort McMurray has been really, thrown a curveball as we've been dealing with the pandemic, the flood, the economy. It seems like the list keeps going on and on right now. Maybe just talk about, the needs to make sure that programs like what you offer continue to be provided in the community, especially right now.
Yeah, I think people are even battling more than they anticipated when it comes to COVID. It sounded great for a while that we were able to be able to we were going to be able to step back in life and spend more time with our families. But this isolation has really brought to surface some unanticipated issues and concerns, and people that never battled mental health before, it's brought that to surface. I would say, don't battle in silence. Help is here. And we're here to help. We always, 24/7, we have the crisis line that can you can access help no matter the time of the day. There's always someone there. And don't battle alone, because it won't go away. Mm-hmm. And there are trained professionals, people that care, that are willing to help out and give you those skills that are needed to help you through whatever it is you're facing.
And the majority of calls that you guys have been receiving over the past few months are related to the flood and the pandemic, correct?
Yeah, we're seeing a definite rise in anxiety, depression, and, we've all been hit financially. Mm-hmm. And that's the major concerns. And then, you know, when anxiety creeps in, depression is there, and financial concerns seep in, it's going to trickle into the family. So we are seeing that there's other family dynamics, and because of those dynamics between partners, we're seeing an increased need for youth, and youth are reaching out more. They're reaching out through our social media platforms. They're inboxing, messaging us directly, needing help.
I think, you know, that right there shows that people who are maybe a little reluctant to reach out, maybe they're like, maybe the pandemic and the flood isn't, you know, impacting me too much. It shows that, you know, there are people who are reaching out. It's okay to reach out. You're not by yourself. There are other people who, you know, who feel the same way. I feel like it's encouraging to know that there are others who are, you know, still reaching out, and that it's okay to not be okay.
It is okay to not be okay, and it is okay to reach out. That's why we're here. It's non-judgmental. It's anonymous. It's confidential. And we just want to help. That's why we show up every day. That's why the team shows up to Some Other Solutions every day, because we want to help. And there's going to be no judgment. I would say if you have been contemplating needing help, today's the day to reach out.
For sure. Well, Jason, before I let you go, always want to end off with ways that people can connect with Some Other Solutions.
Yeah, we are on all platforms. We're on Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram. We're there for Instagram with SOS as the agency as a whole. We're there for SOS for youth. We're on Facebook. You can message us on Facebook. You can book an appointment with us on Facebook. You can go to our webpage at someothersolutions.ca and you can message us there. You can book appointments through our Facebook, and then also our crisis line at 780-743-4357. That's 780-743-HELP.
All right. Well, Jason, we always appreciate it when you come on the show, and happy to hear that you guys did get that grant. I know we had a couple talks about some nervous days, but hopefully some better days coming for Some Other Solutions.
We know they're ahead for us, and we know they're ahead for the community, and thanks for reaching out to us, and it's always a pleasure being on board and chatting with you.
Once again, that was Jason King, Executive Director of Some Other Solutions. We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to be talking about a new school for kids in grades 1 to 6 opening up in September.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper and Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper and Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, before the break, we had a chance to chat with Some Other Solutions, who recently received a $150,000 grant from the provincial government. Now joining me over the phone is Patricia Moreri, who is the principal of Hillcrest's Montessori Academy. Patricia, thank you so much for taking a couple minutes out of your day.
Well, thank you for inviting me too.
And we're here to talk about a new alternative school in town, that being Hillcrest Montessori Academy. Maybe for those who don't know, I feel like it's a word that people have seen, especially me, Montessori. Can you kind of explain what Montessori is and what these schools are?
Well, Montessori, I can say, is a philosophy. It is a type of teaching. I know there is a lot of misconception that it's kind of like an organization or something that's faith-based. But it's actually a method that was derived from a lady called Maria Montessori in Italy. And it is a hands-on method of learning. You know, Montessori schools are considered schools as places where instruction is given not just only one point of view, but consider it as a school that has a preparation of life and a school that kind of satisfy all the needs of life that a child needs for later stages.
Okay. How popular would you say these schools are, maybe in Alberta, in Canada? I don't know if you have data for the whole world, but specifically maybe in Alberta, like, are these schools, you know, are they popular here in the province?
So most independent schools that you find, especially in Calgary, you know, use the Montessori method of approach to learning. And these schools, you know, most parents, again, consider Montessori schools just go up to preschool. Like, these are schools that use the Montessori method of learning right from elementary to high school.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Hillcrest is now opening here in Fort McMurray. So is it going to be for, you know, our younger students? Maybe what was the plan and the idea to have a Montessori school up in Fort McMurray?
So actually, Montessori school has been in existence in Fort McMurray for the past 5 years.
Okay.
Started off as a preschool, evolved into the public school system here. We had a partnership with Westview Elementary School for about 2 years, and then went fully independent. And so far, we ran up to kindergarten, and this will be the first year that we will have grade one up to ECDP, grade one up to six.
Okay, so you're going to be taking on quite a few students. We'll maybe talk about why Montessori wanted to, advance into more grades.
We found that over the past 5 years in early years and early childhood education, the method was very appealing to most of the children's learning in terms of it being, you know, a hands-on and highly manipulative learning environment. You know, the idea where you know, children do arts, not just as a subject, but, you know, arts and music and dance actually breathe in the school. So we found that more and more families needed this type of instruction to go further, because we were just doing it up to kindergarten and then the children would go back into the regular school system. So, you know, our families are pretty excited that the children will be now able to, you know, to flourish and proceed into the elementary school years, still using the same developmentally based approach to education method.
We're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to finish our talk about Hillcrest Montessori Academy.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper and Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, joining me over the phone is Patricia Moreri, who is the principal of Hillcrest Montessori Academy, a new school being offered for children in grades 1 to 6 in September. For maybe those parents who are listening are maybe a little bit intrigued, can you kind of explain maybe what the typical day would be like for a student in grade 1 to 6, where it might be, does it differ from what a typical day would be for those who maybe are going to the Catholic school district or public school division?
Yes, so let's say a typical day for a child in, you know, in grade 1, 2, or 3 would look like, you know, they come in the morning, they go into their homeroom class where they do go do their core subject areas in there. Each child in the classroom kind of has their own individualized program plan, learning plan. And then the afternoons develop into a more stimulating hands-on to reinforce the concepts that we learned in the morning. So then they go in and then they do the sciences, they go in, they do the dance, the theater, the choreography, the music, a lot of sport. So our afternoons are more hands-on, stimulating, and mornings is more classroom-based.
Okay, so I think that's a good, definitely a good example to kind of show parents, you know, what it could be like day to day at a Montessori school. You mentioned that Montessori has been here for 5 years now. This is going to be the first year where you're offering grades 1 to 6. I'm curious how the last 5 years have been, maybe the popularity in the community. How many parents have been, you know, intrigued to sign up for Montessori? And do you have a gauge about how many may be wanting to, you know, have their children take part in grades 1 to 6?
Currently, our school has an enrollment of 60. And, you know, this is an enrollment of 60 that grew from a preschool-run program from a home in the first year with 6 toddlers. We have progressed and grown into a cohort or a community of children attending the school now at a school-based level. So we have seen considerable growth. We have had our parents that we started off with, and we have also had parents that were once in a public school system and then shifted to come into the Montessori method of teaching. So yeah, I can say pretty much, you know, we are a knit community of, you know, of families and children who all have the same, you know, the same goals. So yeah, we are excited to have more families join us this year.
This expansion for Hillcrest, is it going to be taking part at your usual location? Are you opening up a brand new school?
No, it is at our regular location at 190 Tamarack Way. That is that Birchwood Center, formerly the Christian School building.
Okay. Well, that's pretty much all the questions I have for you, Patricia. But before I let you go, maybe again for those who are listening and maybe are a little intrigued, maybe want some more information before, you know, they make that decision to have their child go to Hillcrest, how can they get in contact with yourself, with Montessori, to maybe set up a time to see if this is the right move for them?
They can contact us physically by booking a tour at the school, and our phone number is 780-804-3714, and we are happy to set some time slots where they can come and do tours for those that are still restricted at home who would like to do virtual tours. We do have the accessibility to give them links so that we can do the virtual tours right from their home.
All right. Well, and the plan for Hillcrest is to open in September. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And is the school prepared potentially to provide online courses if, you know, if the province deems that the pandemic is a little too worrisome right now? I know a final decision is expected in August, but is the school prepared to offer online programs if needed?
Yes, so we did develop online programming over the time that we were closed from March, and we have since developed and equipped it so that it would be able to have that capability of assisting families during those times where they have to stay at home, or for families who are choosing to come back to school partially, or and then do homeschooling as well. We do have supports for families that are going to be homeschooling, as well as for the children who would need that online platform on days and stretches of time where they have to learn from home.
All right. Well, Patricia, is there anything else you'd like to add? Maybe we didn't have a chance to chat about.
I think we pretty much covered everything.
Once again, that was Patricia Moreri, principal of Hillcrest Montessori Academy. Now, that's all the time we have for today on Fort McMurray Matters, but make sure to tune into Mix 103.7 every weekday at noon to hear the interviews that matter to you and your community. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio, and this has been Fort McMurray Matters.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode?
Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.